When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear. To God, lover, beloved, and love. Again, when it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear. There is something fascinating about this line in Scripture. It pulls at my imagination and compels me to take notice. When it was evening on that day. On what day? On that day. You see, while for us today is the second East Sunday of the season of Easter, and we are 7 days away from the day of resurrection, Easter Sunday, our story this morning is situated way back on that day, that first day. Our story takes place on that same day that Mary Magdalene, the first apostle to the resurrection, walked into the Garden of Graves to search for her teacher, her friend, her God. And in searching, she was rewarded. She saw Jesus looking like a gardener standing before her, alive, out of the grave. And he said her name, Mary. That first day of the week, the first day of the planting of a new garden in a graveyard, a garden that looks back to the first garden in Eden and forward to the complete, colorful, abundant, living garden of God's kingdom. That first day when the world was retuned to the melody of the Creator. That first day when the older, more ancient foundations of grace, mercy, and love shook off the pretend foundations of violence and bloodshed. When it was evening on that day, we read in Scripture. What day? The day that Jesus rose from the dead. A beautiful day, a glorious day, but as we read in the story, a day that had progressed to evening. It was evening on that day. The wonder and amazement of Mary's story lit up the morning. It shone bright at lunchtime. It radiated through the afternoon, but the evening nevertheless came. And with the evening, the darkness, the obscurity, the unbelieving, the doubt, the common sense started to overshadow the hearts and minds of the first followers of Jesus. Yes, it was that glorious day, but it was evening on that glorious day. I wonder if you have ever felt the evening come on suddenly in your life. Maybe it is as simple as the wonderful day your first child was born or brought into your family. A glorious day of celebration, phone calls, visits, laughter, hope. But then evening came. Everyone left. The help was gone. The midnight feedings began. The diapers needed changing, the bills returned, the wonderful gift of parental leave turned to loneliness and isolation, mundanity set in, exhaustion, fear, evening came. Maybe you remember the dawning of the new year in 2020 and the evening of the pandemic, the shutdown, the ongoing path of eggshells we are still walking on. Maybe you experienced such a thing in your heart. One day it seems like your eyes are finally opened to the love and light of God. You discover for the first time that you really are God's beloved child. You go on retreat. You learn a new prayer practice. You connect to Christian community. You have high hopes and believe that the world has a good future in the hands of God, and that somehow you are part of the team to bring about God's kingdom. But then evening sets in. The good feelings of the heart settle. The prayer practice loses its luster. The Christian community is sadly made up of other Christians, and unbelieving creeps into your heart as you watch the news, wondering whether the world will even have a future. Evening always comes. Saint John of the Cross was a Spanish monk who lived about 500 years ago. He had a powerful experience of God and a strong conviction that he needed to bring about reformation in his monastic community. He thought that the community, his community, had strayed too far from the simplicity of their beginnings, and he spoke up against what he saw were excesses that seriously compromised the witness they might have of Jesus in the world. His zeal, fervor, and energy were met with quick resistance. It's a tough gig to call people who have become used to their privilege to live again in simplicity. So they threw him in their monastic jail. It was while St. John of the Cross languished in his cell that he composed the most beautiful poetry about the presence and absence of God on the spiritual journey. If you have a chance to read his works, two of the best are called The Ascent of Mount Carmel and The Dark Night. The Dark Night. According to John, when a person first encounters God or the new life from Jesus, God grants them what he calls consolations. These are almost tangible feelings or senses of inner peace, of affirmation, of conviction, and of love. During this time, a child of God can see clearly, with no obstruction, and this is an important gift to the new Christian. It starts them off on their spiritual path well. Like Mary in the garden, when she first connects with Jesus on that wonderful Easter morning, she cries out with love and astonishment and conviction, "Rabboni, my teacher." But the consolations never last. Indeed, they can't. God doesn't want us to become, as it were, addicted to the sense of God's presence. I mean, we call them spiritual highs for a reason. And so after a while, the almost tangible consolations of inner peace and hope and love and faith, they start to fade. Evening falls for the Christian. When they can no longer depend on their senses to maintain their faith in God, but must enter into the inner, more difficult, even painful work of healing that God desires for the human heart. Have you experienced this when prayer becomes dull and church becomes rote? Community becomes a nuisance. Maybe you're feeling this now. Instead of overwhelming joy, you are being forced to look in the mirror of your soul and wonder about your overwhelming anger or apathy or the other harmful patterns of behavior. If so, don't be discouraged. You're not doing anything wrong. You've not missed out on God. In fact, you are right where you need to be. This is the point of the spiritual journey, not to get lost in consolation, but to grow in the grace and love of God by being transformed into a new creation, a new person not controlled by inner demons, but living in the freedom offered by God. We all begin our spiritual journey at dawn, and we all move into the evening. It is a natural spiritual progression. It's a necessary spiritual progression, a move from the dawning brightness of Easter to the everyday mundanity and work of evening. For it is in this dark night when we can practice letting go of our control, of our expectations, our fears, even our certainties, and give way to the gift of God's peace through Jesus Christ. Thank you, John of the Cross, for this spiritual insight. Now back to the gospel story. Yes, it was evening on that day. And in the evening, the fear began to rise in the hearts and minds of Jesus' followers. They locked themselves in a room to protect themselves from unknown enemies. They huddled together as unbelieving began to creep into their hearts. Maybe what Mary saw in the garden this morning was a mirage. People, after all, don't rise from the dead. Think about it. Use your common sense. Maybe it was wishful thinking on her part. She loved Jesus, after all. And, you know, hallucinations are a real thing for people suffering grief. Maybe it was all a mistake. Maybe the authorities were trying to avoid turning this crucified criminal into some sort of martyr that would continue to disrupt the status quo. So they moved the body. Maybe Mary lied. Fear and unbelieving crept in. But you know what? So did Jesus. As evening descended on the group, suddenly Jesus appeared. He crept in. And while he didn't turn back the clock, while he didn't stop evening from descending on the hearts and minds of his friends, nevertheless, he met them there. He met them in their fear and brought a gift. Peace be with you. Three times he says it in our story. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Evening will always come and you may be racked with fear, but even there, God's peace can be received. Evening will always come, the death of a loved one, a broken relationship, a lingering disbelief in resurrection, but God's peace can still be found. And how was the peace of Jesus shared with those who sat in the evening? By sharing his breath, by breathing on them his spirit, he shared his peace. So, too, we in our evenings must take moments to breathe in God's peace, God's love, God's spirit, and breathe out those things which try to turn our evenings into nightmares, because evenings don't have to become nightmares. Here's a beautiful thing to remember about evening. Evening is when the stars come out. Evening is when the possibility and the vastness of the universe are on display. Evening is when the path of the Milky Way is laid out for us to travel on. If only we will breathe in the breath, the spirit of Jesus, unlock the doors to the rooms we have locked ourselves in, and go outside and see. With Jesus Christ, our friend and our helper. Amen.